Welcome to Journey to Alignment, the podcast, where you come to learn about the journey it takes to fully lean into your purpose. I'm your host, Sam Harper, and founder of Sharper Advising. Together, we will learn about the beaten path and the methods it takes to be a trailblazer. Everyone's journey is different, and I want you to know that you're right on time and everything is falling into place. Your path doesn't have to look the same as anyone else's. When I'm rising, so are you. Let's get into it. Hello, friends. Welcome to this week's Journey to Alignment episode, in which I don't know exactly what I'm calling it, but I'm sure it will surface throughout this and you'll see it in the title. But what I really want to talk about this week is stepping into the unknown and that what that journey looks like. I guess maybe it's journey into the wilderness. I don't know, something like that. We'll talk about the wilderness for sure. But I've been in a really interesting season in which I was abruptly stopped and I had a lot of momentum going. And it's not necessarily that I feel like I'm in the wilderness. However, I was stopped so quickly in my tracks and it felt like I was taken off course, but really what was happening is I was being set aside, like to take a rest off the path. You know, like when you're on a hike or you're on a run and you're booking it, right? Like you're going and the universe like puts something in your path where you have to like take a break or step off the path. That's kind of what I feel like has been happening lately. So my last episode, I talked about sabotaging yourself. And if you haven't listened to that one, go back because there is a point like in the journey in which we self-sabotage ourselves because it's that there's a lot of unknown and we like make up all these ideas. But I really want to talk about leaning into the unknown this week and what that feels like in the body, what that looks like, what that means, and how to keep moving when the path is too dark to see. So there's been several times throughout my lifetime that I've had to lean into the unknown, but that doesn't make each time easier. And so if you're listening to this, you for sure have experienced this at one point or another of you get to a point and then you don't know what's coming next. Either you don't have vision for it, or maybe you had vision and it totally went away, or it was taken in a different direction, or you've just never arrived at this new place of expansion and growth. And so you don't know what's on the other side and you're in the middle of it. And it's like you're treading water and you're like, I don't know if I'm going to like get to shore or not, but I got to keep treading water because I can't sink. That's what I'm talking about. The unknown, the mysterious parts of the journey. And I want to let you know, like this one is really near and dear to my heart right now because there's been so much unknown for me in the past 3 years in particular that I've had to work through and push through and be really comfortable in the uncomfortable, like crawling out of my skin type of uncomfortable, like scarcity mindset kind of uncomfortable. That was like 3 years ago. And now that I can't even say I've graduated out of scarcity mindset, but I'm definitely in a more abundant mindset for sure. And my nervous system isn't completely wrecked in all facets of my life. So I'm able to more calmly decipher and discern how to move in the unknown. But what this has really looked like for me, and I'll start probably like 3 years ago, is I was going through a divorce. I left my husband and honestly, I had no idea how I was going to survive as a single mom. Like I didn't have any money in my bank account. It was crazy. And I moved into this tiny apartment and I didn't know how it was all going to hash out. I just knew that that was the right move for me in that moment. And it has been a really beautiful journey for me. It's not a beautiful journey for everybody. It's been hard, so hard, but beautiful nonetheless, like beautiful beauty in the breaking, right? So that was like the beginnings of stepping into the unknown of like, I don't know how I'm going to make it, but I sure as hell I'm going to take steps into it because where I'm at is no good either. So if you're finding your place like kind of at a fork in the road, where you've been isn't necessarily where you should keep going, and taking that right turn into the darkness or what it seems like darkness is really the right path for you. But I really want to instill this idea of like when you're going through the darkness, what you're doing is cultivating the light within you to then guide you on your path, guide you on your journey. And you don't have to see it all. You don't have to have vision for it all. You don't have to have all of the numbers perfect. You don't have to show up knowing exactly what the next steps are. You just have to keep going. And so cultivating this light within you is part of the wilderness, part of the journey, part of your ability to, once you're kind of out on the other side, being able to cast light for others and also have so much faith in yourself that once you arrive to another point in your life where you have to lean into the unknown, is that now you have something to stand on, a foundation to look back and be like, you know what? I did it this one time. I sure as hell can do it again because I didn't die. I wasn't going to say I didn't fail, but there is a lot of failure in the unknown too. But failure is like a blessing towards getting you closer to your success. So I don't really look at it as failures. I look at it more as lessons or like opportunities to get closer to the end goal. So really like using that time of the unknown to harness your power, harness your energy, get rid of and release all of the things that weren't serving you or working for you. And that's really uncomfortable because sometimes it feels like things are still serving you. And like the universe did for me, you'll be abruptly shifted in a different direction because the universe knows best. And that thing that you thought was really serving you was really blocking you and getting you in the way of where you're supposed to go next. And so that's kind of where I'm at now. But there's been a lot of these in-between moments from 3 years ago to now where I was in the unknown. So I left my salary job with benefits and health insurance and all that to start my own business like 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, something like that. And that was a huge unknown. I didn't know if I was going to have sustainable clients. I didn't know how I was going to fund building a website and a back end and getting people to help me. Like, I had no idea how I was going to do any of it. I just knew and had been gently nudged by the universe that this was my next step. And so I had to leave that job and start my own thing, which has been like the biggest blessing of my entire life. And oftentimes I say like, oh, I wish that I would have done this earlier or sooner, but really it was the timing is everything. It was so divinely timed, and I wouldn't have been ready if I had started earlier. It wasn't my calling just yet. And sometimes there is, I would say, a pause or like hesitation in timing, or it can feel like you're not moving anywhere. And that feels really unknown too, because you feel stagnant. But really what that is a time of preparation. So there's other things outside of you that are being worked on so that it's ready for you to step into. And that can be kind of frustrating if you feel like that push and that urge to move, but things aren't quite lining up, or the opportunities are there, but then they don't land. Like, that's happened before. That happens actually a lot. And you just have to really trust and have faith that the timing will work out perfectly for you. And I always say, like, the universe doesn't miss. And what is meant for you will always be there. But the timing might look different for you. So being really patient in the timing, almost like unattaching to expectations and ideas of what the timing is supposed to look like, and really surrendering and just following your gut. And if you aren't following your gut right now, I'm going to highly encourage you to, like, take some time to cultivate that also. So it's like cultivating your light, but also cultivating and strengthening your intuitive guidance. Your higher self has been here before, and so it is there to help guide you if you lean in and ask for help and follow those nudges. But the timing, really unattaching to that, is really important, because then your body can relax into it. And when your body is relaxed, then you're in an abundant flow. You're in a state of flow and creativity. And then that's when the opportunity or inspiration really will hit you. And that's exactly where I'm at right now. So, like I was saying, like, I had all this momentum. I really thought I was headed in a particular direction, and I think I am still headed in that direction. It just is on, honestly, like, a smoother path. I think the path that I was on was a little bumpy. Maybe there were some, like, rocks in the way, like some things that maybe I would have tripped on. And now this path that I'm on, it feels a lot more smooth, and I'm feeling incredibly inspired, and I have all this energy building up in me, really exciting. And because I've been here before in the unknown, now I'm a little bit more comfortable with it, and I can kind of enjoy this moment rather than being like, okay, let's get to the next part, or, you know, asking God, like, where's the vision? What's my next step? But really relishing in this moment, like, before the launch. So in this preparation time, so the past, like, month and a half, I've been really taking a step back and honoring everything that's coming up for me, like, leaning into all the emotions. I'm not saying that, like, this is easy for me, but I am saying, like, I'm allowing all of it to occur and to happen. I'm not trying to force anything. I'm not trying to force opportunities. I'm not trying to force connections. I'm not trying to force relationships. I really am not. Like, if it's not for me, it's not for me. And the things that are for me are on their way. And really having, like, blind faith in that. So I want to encourage you, if you're not comfortable in this season, maybe, of the unknown, is to look at it as an opportunity to, like, be internal. And it's like the calm before the storm. So you can feel that something's coming. And it's like preparing the windows for the storm to come, right? So this is your time of preparation. So making sure, oh, I love this analogy. Actually, now that it's coming up, like, the idea of putting, like, a barricade or something over your window, like, creating some boundaries right now in this time of the unknown, creating boundaries for how you want to spend your energy, where you want to put your intentions, who you want to spend time with, what sort of content are you digesting, what are you reading, all of these things, like, that is the preparation. This time right now is putting those barricades up around the windows so it doesn't shatter. Ooh, that is so good. I love when things drop in like that. Like, this episode is just me, like, riffing. This isn't planned. So I'm just letting it flow as it comes. But yeah, what an awesome visual for that. So the calm before the storm. And the storm doesn't have to, like, really shatter and break everything, but it might break some things that need to be broken so that you can put them back together in a new formation so that maybe you can see differently. Maybe the storm knocks down a tree that was in your way. You know what I mean? Like honoring this time and knowing that whatever is happening in this moment is perfectly on time. And there's beauty in the unknown because there's so much, like you don't know what you don't know. And sometimes we limit our ideas or our visions are too small. And that's why we have to have this time of preparation, because it helps us with new perspective and an elevated view of what's coming. So you might be taken to a place where you see different things, or you experience different people, or you're in rooms where bigger conversations are happening, or who knows, like maybe you're at a coffee shop and you overhear somebody and it inspires you to take action. And this is the unknown. This is where like the magic really happens. And so don't fret. Don't be worried that the unknown has bad things ahead. Like allow the universe to surprise and delight you that maybe what's in store for you is way better than you could have possibly imagined. And I want to share with you like this crazy thing that happened to me the other day. I was driving to go get my son Quinn from school, and I'm just listening to some music, and then out of nowhere, I get downloads all the time. And specifically right now, like my intuition is off the charts, which I'm so grateful for because it helps guide me so profoundly. But I'm sitting there in the car, and then out of nowhere, I hear in my mind Philippians 3:12, which I don't know Bible verses. Like I have no idea what Philippians 3:12 is. Honestly, I didn't even know like where in the Bible to look. I had to search through all the books. It's towards the back. Just FYI, I had to figure that one out. But I was like, Philippians 3:12, that's something. I don't know what that means. So I looked it up, and this like blew my mind. So I've been wondering and kind of asking the universe and God and light, love, energy, you know, however you connect. I've been asking the bigger source, like, what am I supposed to do next? What is my next move? And I kept hearing up to this point, like just the word move. And I'm like, well, I just moved physically into a new place. So I know it's not like moving to a new location, but I keep hearing the word move, move, move. I'm like, okay, I got to keep it rolling. Even though I don't know what the next step is, I got to keep it moving. So here comes Philippians 3:12. And it says, not that I have already obtained all of this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of what Christ Jesus took hold of for me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do is I forget what is behind me and I strain toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me to do. Yo. You guys, that's crazy. That like blew my mind when I read it. I was like, okay, that's a clear message. Like what I take from that, and like I said, I don't read the Bible really. It just dropped in, and sometimes that's how the universe and God works. It just drops in like with a literal message for you. But what I extracted from that passage, that verse, was that a few different things. Like, I'm not perfect. I haven't reached it yet, but I'm going to move forward towards the goal. And I'm not going to look back because that will slow me down, but I will continue to press forward to my calling, to my purpose. And I'm telling you, like, this is what the unknown is all about. Like, sometimes we don't know what the next step is. You just know you got to keep moving. Like if any of you work out or run, I've been running a lot lately. Sometimes I'm just like, oh, my body wants to stop. My body wants to give up. But I'm like, if I just keep going to that next stop sign or that next stoplight, like just keep moving my body. Then once I get there, then I'll know what to do next. And then you just keep going until your until you're done, you know? And that's kind of how I've been moving with business and life. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to keep showing up. I'm going to stay consistent. I don't know what's coming next, but I'm going to keep going. And what's been occurring lately that's been really magical is I've been meeting so many new people and connecting with some amazing humans that had I stayed stagnant and still, I would not have met them. And what's developed from these new connections is some opportunities for work or collaboration or just inspiration. Like looking at the rooms that I'm in lately, I am so incredibly motivated and inspired. Not that like all these people are doing the same thing as I'm doing, because it really is not. I'm in rooms that are like vastly different from things that I typically do, but it's just inspiring to be in the energy of forward motion. And so sometimes when you don't know what to do next, like get yourself in a room where people are making moves and borrow that energy from them. Like use that to catapult you to keep moving and show up and take some risks and try something on different than you normally would, because you never know where that's going to lead you. And I'm really just excited for what's coming next. Now I have some pretty clear vision, but it's been about like probably 6 to 8 weeks that it's been very unclear. And all I know is that I need to keep showing up. And so I've been trying my best to show up even through some of like the painful parts of this part of the journey. I've been just trying to be really authentic and true to myself and show up in the best ways that I can. And sometimes showing up my best is showing up on like an Instagram story, being like, hey, I'm struggling today. Like that is showing up as my best that day. And other days it's like, I am feeling so excited about everything and being like a beacon of light for somebody else. And that day, that's the way that I'm showing up my best. And so kind of circling back to that Bible verse is like, I'm not perfect. And so I'm not going to show up perfect every day, but I'm going to show up for myself. And I'm going to show up for the people who are watching me and looking to me for guidance in my most authentic way possible. And sometimes that's just like, I'm having a hard time today, guys, but like, here's what I'm going to do to take care of myself. Here are some boundaries that I'm going to set for myself. I'm going to say no to some people, and I'm going to maybe take some time to be quiet and alone, or maybe I'm going to journal, or maybe I need to go on a 7-mile run, or, you know, whatever that is, but like setting up boundaries, taking care of myself, and knowing that I've been in unknown places before, and the outcome is always better than what I could have possibly imagined. So why would that change now? Like what I know for sure is that anytime I've been elevated, anytime I've expanded and grown into something new, I don't go backwards. There might be patterns that show up that are familiar that feel like I go backwards sometimes, but that I feel like that's kind of just like a test of the universe being like, hey, this is what you asked for. I'm going to make sure you meant what you said. And so that just gives me another opportunity to be like, I said what I said. Here I am. Let's go. So again, just knowing that the season of unknown can be scary, but rather than allowing fear to take over, like hold hands with the fear, walk through the path with the fear. Don't let the fear stop you. Don't let that be the barricade. Let it be your companion and get curious about what is coming up with the fear. And sometimes it's just like a little thing of like, well, if I show up this way, then what are people going to think? you know what? People are going to think something regardless. So you might as well go towards the goal, right? And, or maybe the fear is like the comparison game. Well, if any of you have siblings and you grew up in the same household with the same parents under the same roof, you know that it's a matter of nurture and nature, and you can even have a twin. You're not going to be the same as that twin. You are uniquely designed. And so if you want to compare yourself, you're going to get yourself down real quick, but know that nobody else is like you. Nobody has a unique twist that you have. You have something very, very special. So just drop the comparison altogether. Like, you got this. You're totally fine. And know that there is a moment of pullback, and just know the pullback is preparation, and that maybe you're being put on pause because there's other people who are part of the bigger vision, the bigger scheme, that are also being prepared for you to walk in. So I want to just give this as like some encouragement that you've been here before. You've been in the unknown before. You can do it again. And also, you don't have to show up perfect. You don't have to see the whole picture. You just have to be consistent. Show up for yourself. If anybody else at all, just show up for yourself. And this is really inspired me to lean into something I've been thinking about for a long time. And I've had a lot of people asking for it. And so I'm like, okay, if people are asking for it, and this is really something that I'm coming out on the other side of right now, this is a good opportunity to serve and offer a group coaching experience, a short container. I only want to do like a 6-week group coaching experience from the middle of November, so in just a couple of weeks, to the end of December. If you've been given vision, if you know that there's some energy behind you kind of pushing you through, but you don't know what that looks like and it's a little unknown, now is the time to explore that and to lean into that and to knock down some of those limiting beliefs and to be in it with some other people who are on the same path and same journey as you are, and to allow me to help guide you through it as like your tour guide through the unknown. And I'm calling it CEO. So C as in like vision. C because maybe you've seen where you want to go and you want to elevate. So C, elevation outward. So get that elevation, make it outward. Don't let it be an internal experience. And it's going to be a 6-week container, like I said, and really help close out the loop for 2021 and help prepare you for launching into 2022 with some action and activation and continued expansion and elevation. So if that's something that you're interested in, DM me, email me, message me, let me know if you want to be a part of it. I'm going to launch it. It's going to start the second week of November, or the week of November 15th. So reach out to me. Let me know if that's something you want to do. But again, you guys know, I always say, when my vibes are rising, when my frequency is rising, so is yours. And allow this to be a moment to cultivate that inner light that you have so that you can show up and be an inspiration and help other people rise. I rise, you rise, my friends. Let's go. Thank you for listening to this episode of Journey to Alignment. Don't forget to share your favorite takeaways on Instagram and leave a 5-star review. Until next time, friends, I rise, you rise.